Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and welcome to another in the series of pre-system teleseminars with the System 2008 faculty. We're doing 25 interviews with our faculty. That's how many people will be teaching at System 2008 this year. And we're covering all kinds of topics, everything from info marketing to copywriting to advertising with video to pay-per-click to SEO to Web 2.0, email marketing, you name it, we've got it. And one of the sessions that I'm particularly looking forward to, because I've literally tried to find someone to teach this for years and years, is a very important topic. Everybody gives it lip service, but very few people actually focus on it, and it's hard to find good information on it. And that happens to be the topic of tracking and testing. And our guest expert for that section of our conference will be Richard Mauser. Richard.
Hi, Ken. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. Richard is, you can tell a little bit of his story, but he joined us as a student not that long ago. Was it 2005?
2006, actually, right?
Goodness. You are making amazing progress. And Richard's a software engineer. He had a business online, and he came to us to figure out how to make it more profitable, more effective. He ran into one of our esteemed faculty members, David Bullock, and really took to David's message of tracking and testing, got involved in some pretty sophisticated testing things, transformed his business rapidly, and he's going to tell you the story and also update us on where he is today. And then he did something really important, and so many system grads do this, and I appreciate it so much. He took the things that he learned at the system and made them easier for other people to understand. And what you need to know about the system seminars, we really are cutting edge. We're doing the hard stuff, the stuff that no one else is doing, that no one else is talking about, that no one else even knows about. And we're not afraid to present that to our students. And sometimes the stuff is really out there, and it just requires a little bit of, I won't say simplification, but just breaking it down a little bit. So Richard came back and gave a fantastic session on the Taguchi method. So if you've ever wanted to learn how to actually put the Taguchi method in practice, I think his session at System 2007 is about as good as it gets. This year, I've asked Richard to come back. He received a 100% rating from the attendees in his session. In other words, everybody in the session said he delivered as promised, and that's remarkable. And I asked him if he'd come back and do an even more fundamental training on the basics of tracking and testing. Tracking and testing is one of the magic things about the Internet that allows us to make progress so quickly and allows us to sort of stay out of trouble and allows us to take things that work well and blow them up real fast. And it's just something that, I don't know, nobody ever seems to want to really talk about or give useful detail about it. So that's why I'm so glad Richard's going to be speaking with us. But hey, Richard, could you tell us, everybody, a little bit about your background, what you were doing before, how the system helped you, and what you're going to be talking about in 2008 in Chicago.
Okay, sure. Well, first, thanks for the very nice introduction. And I better work extra hard this year to live up to that. So.
You have no problem in the work ethic department.
Well, so where I started out in at the beginning, I was online for a while, piddling around doing various things with AdSense and this and that and the other, but not really paying a whole lot of attention to it, not really putting my heart into it. And at the beginning of 2006, I just decided, okay, you know, New Year's resolution time, whatever, I'm going to just either do this or I'm going to not do this. And I just jumped in really hard. And got an e-commerce site up and online, running, shopping cart, working, everything in that January, and made 3 sales that first month, actually the last a little bit of that month, and was running upside down, really, you know, spending more on clicks than I was making from the sales. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what I was doing. I was doing, you know, cute things that I thought were cute and would work, and just in retrospect now with what I've learned from all the testing that I've done, it's just like, oh my gosh, how could I think that was a good idea? I don't even want to mention some of them. They're kind of embarrassing in a way.
Fun,
but that's where we start, you know.
Tell us one of the the dumb things you did. So people,
yeah, well, I had this guarantee, you know, and I thought it would be really cute to have a cute guarantee. And so my guarantee was, you know, what was it? It sort of rhymed. It was drain, pack, and send it back, 100% guarantee or something like that. And it sounds cute, you know, whatever, but when I tested it against something just more traditional, like, you know, 100% satisfaction guarantee, the difference was night and day.
Okay.
You know, and if you just write that sort of thing, you think, oh, that's cute, that's great, that's different from everybody else, you know, it rhymes, it sounds good, you know, you just leave it there and you never think about it until you actually went and test it and find out.
Let's make a point there. That could have worked. That could have been the new breakthrough in guarantee language. So there's nothing wrong with trying something different. But the mistake is...
yeah, assuming that it's good.
is not to test it.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
And we're going to talk a little bit about how easy it is to test these things and not guess and not leave things up to chance, but to actually know.
Right, right.
So you were working on a few things and getting some reaction, which is good.
Yeah,
action,
yeah.
No action.
And so then I got online and was looking around for test utilities because I knew I needed to do testing. I'd heard, you know, what said go test and test. So I found a couple things and I didn't like what I found. I'm a very technical person. I manage a software development team at a very large company. So I know how all this stuff works, you know, all the way down to the OS level and even below that. So I wasn't happy with the solutions I saw, and I was kind of geeking out on it, if you will, if you know how. It's been really, really good. And I finally found one that I liked, and I started using it and having, you know, pretty good results, but nothing spectacular because I didn't understand, like I didn't understand what to write in the first place. I didn't understand really how to design the test. And then at System 2006, I went and heard David Bullock and spent every night, late into the night, there with him, listening and learning and understanding, and bought his material and kind of learned about Taguchi and about test design. And then it really started taking off. I have this graph that I sent to David. It's like, you know, here it goes. And then here's the line, met David. And then it sort of goes up like, it, you know, 45 degrees. So it was a pretty good time.
Can you give us some basic numbers on pre-system and post-system and maybe
Yeah. Yeah, when I was starting out, I was like $85 per customer for acquisition and got it down to maybe 60 or so, and it went down, and then after several months, like 6 months after the system towards the end of that year, I was at $8 a customer.
Wow. So you were spending $80 on advertising to make a sale to a new customer, and after applying all that you learned, you got it down to spending $8. So you
were like $8.50 or something. I forget the exact number.
Okay. We could even call it $9, but still.
Yeah, it was really great. It really made a huge difference.
I would say so. Each sale was costing you $71, $72 less.
Right, right. And
that adds up.
It really does, especially when, you know, sometimes the products don't cost that much. So after that, I focused really on, you know, I knew I had the site really working, so I focused on more traffic, and my advertising costs have gone up and stabilized, you know, just under $20 or so for the lifetime, but I'm driving a whole lot more traffic now, both pay-per-click and SEO.
And let's focus on something here, if you don't mind, because this is a really important concept. You know, this idea of, you know, cost to acquire a customer, and it's like, oh, my God, that sounds like a lot of money, and, you know. But here's the deal, and this is so fundamental, and it's a very useful concept for everybody, especially if you're just getting started. Business is largely a matter of buying customers, putting out money and or energy to get somebody to walk through a door and make the first transaction with you. So whatever business you're in, even if you're a kid with a lemonade stand, you've got a customer acquisition cost. That's just a fact of life. So don't be shocked that you know that people are spending money to acquire customers. That's what every successful business does. In some cases, some business, it all depends on the math. There are businesses where I think people would be delighted to spend $1 million to acquire a customer. For instance, if you're selling jet aircraft, that would actually be a very economical customer acquisition cost. So don't be freaked out by this concept of, gee, I got to spend 20 bucks to get a customer. Well, if you do your math and you're making more than $20 from that customer, isn't that something that you'd like to do all day, every day, 24 hours a day? And the more the merrier. The key, though, is your math. What is a customer worth to me? And that tells you how much you can spend to get one. And once you have those two numbers, then you can do what Richard just talked about, which is going to town and getting as much traffic as you possibly can. So you're focused on traffic now.
Yeah, pretty much, and also on expanding into different areas of the product line and bundling, and I'm still doing testing and finding new things. It's like, wow, I found something earlier this month that's made a big difference that I could apply to the entire site. So that was a big boon there. So, you know, I should probably spend more time focusing on traffic, but, you know, I guess maybe I'm just kind of really enamored with this testing stuff. Yeah, I get it all the
time. It all boils down. We have a formula, as you know, at the system: testing plus, traffic plus conversion equals profits. And implied in that equation, I guess we should add it to the equation, it all happens in a testing environment. You know, you test your traffic. You know, for instance, if you can buy clicks at a certain amount of money, you certainly want to know if those clicks are worth the money you're spending. And that's something that you can track and test. And you can either, you know, continue to buy those clicks or stop.
Right.
And conversion is something you can test. The example that, that Richard gave at the beginning of the call, your guarantee will have an impact on how many people decide to say yes to your offer. And the wording of that guarantee will also have an impact. So that's something you can also test. So by continuously tracking and trying new things and pitting one technique against another, you can see what works and what doesn't work. So tell me about your experience of teaching Taguchi at the system seminar last year.
Well, I actually loved it. It was a blast. I had the great fortune of having David there in the room too, which you know was fun as well. And we just basically walked through and kind of simplified it and broke it down and said, "See, it's not magic. You don't have to know the math. You don't have to worry about all that. There's this program or that program or the other one that'll handle all that. You've just got to figure out what are the different things that you want to test and what are the options for them that you want to put in. Fit them into this matrix, plug it in, and go." So we broke it down really simply, and I think everyone understood it. But then, you know, talking with you and talking with David about, you know, who was successful with his material and who wasn't, it came down that I kind of saw two different groups that were successful with it. One was, you know, sort of the geeks like me, and the other was the people that had a big infrastructure in place already. They had their, you know, full-time webmaster who could just deal with this stuff. But, you know, testing is not a one-time deal. It's an ongoing thing. So you can't just say, oh, well, I'll just outsource this, right, and it'll be handled. It's something that you really want to do all the time. Because even with me testing, you know, in one specific area, after a year, I'm still finding things that are like making a big difference, right? So basically it comes down to empowering people to do this themselves. And it's pretty easy, I think, from given the software that's available, once you understand the basics of it, I don't think there's any reason that anybody can't do this. So that's the goal for this year, is to really, instead of, last year I explained Taguchi, I think everybody understood it, everyone was satisfied, and I followed up with a few people, and they had challenges getting going. right? Mm-hmm. So this year the goal is no. We're gonna understand the how to do this step by step, really in a practical, real world sense.
Mm-hmm.
So this is maybe a little crazy, but here's what I'm thinking of doing: is basically going through the presentation of here's everything. Now here's two basic options. We have Google Analytics, and we have Split Test Accelerator, and then just let the audience decide which one they want to see. And we'll actually do a real-life test in the class there and start it up and let it run.
Nice.
Yeah, so I thought that would be kind of interesting. I have to be ready both ways, but I couldn't decide whether to go with, you know, the free tool or the, you know, I think more advanced, better pay-for tool. So let the people that attend decide.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. When we talk about testing, let's make sure that everybody on this call understands just the very basics of it. What do we mean? You know, what does it mean to test a headline or to test a guarantee or to test a price point? And then as a second, I think I've also answered my own question to a degree, but once we talk about the value of testing, what's worth testing? So it's sort of a two-part question. Let's just talk about the value of testing and the basic method and philosophy behind testing.
Yeah. Well, so what you really have here is you have something that you show to people. The AdSense ad, maybe the landing page, the order form, the checkout page. They see that and they do something. So you just measure what they do. And that's just simple tracking. Well, testing comes down to having a stream of people coming through and showing them different options along the way and then measuring which of those different options works better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's really all it is. So you're just tracking two different things and you're seeing which of those two things is better. Well, I'm going to use the better one and throw the other one away. And then at the end of that, when you're looking at those two, you ask yourself, I always ask myself, why is that better? Why did they like that? Why did that work better? And out of that comes the best stuff. It's like, you know, oh, well, let me try something else. And you try something else nearby, and that didn't work at all. And you're like, well, now, why didn't that work, but the other one did? And, you know, sometimes, like, the next day you just wake up, and your subconscious mind finally clues you in to, oh, that's what's going on. You know, that's why they like that one better than that one. And you can really get to know your market in a really deep and useful, meaningful way by doing testing. So now I lost the second part of your question.
Oh no, I'll remind you of that. But
okay.
I want to say something. You know, there are people who are supposedly marketing geniuses, and I think the reality is you get to be a marketing genius by simply immersing yourself in your marketplace, trying out lots and lots of different things, and paying attention to the results.
Yeah.
And bit by bit, you get more and more understanding of what your particular market responds to and what they don't respond to, and that knowledge accumulates. So I think anytime you see a really successful internet marketer or direct marketer or really any kind of a marketer in any field, you're going to find someone that has tried a lot of things, that has measured the results of those experiments, and has moved forward with his learnings. And you, I think you made a really good point about waking up the next morning and your unconscious mind has worked on the problem. We're all natural learners. You know, we all learn how to speak. We all learn how to walk. We all learn how to get through life. And we all really can learn, I think, to be great marketers if we'll do some simple ongoing. And I think the key word here is ongoing. You made a very good point earlier. It's not like you test once and then go, okay, I'm done. It's you're just continually watching and trying and, gee, let's do this and let's do that. And it's not a painful process, is it? I mean, once you've got everything set up, is it really laborious? Is it really boring? Is it really tedious?
No. It's once you're over the initial hump of having the tool work on your side and knowing how to do it, you're plugging things into a web form, right? And you're adding some tags to a page, right? Into an HTML editor. That's what it boils down to, and it's pretty simple.
And it's very fun, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, I mean, well, first of all, let me back up one thing. It's a blast. But the other thing that you've got to have going here is feedback from your market, just besides the testing. Like, I have a lot of little feedback mechanisms, ask a question, you know, and I try to make it as interactive as possible. And you get those words from somebody. Somebody says, oh, I love this because of ABC, and you just go, oh, why didn't I think of those three words 6 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
And you test them, and it's like, yes, it's a great thing. So that's very exciting in itself. But to me, it's not just, you know, the technology of here, but sort of that interaction with the market, you know, personally via email or via phone sometimes, however you do it, when you feed that into your testing, then it just becomes it becomes a real hoot. I mean, for me anyway, I get excited about it.
Well, I'm convinced that success in business comes from establishing a dialogue and even a collaboration and partnership with your market.
Mm-hmm.
They will, as you've seen, they will tell you what they want. They will tell you how they think. They will tell you what motivates them. They will tell you what will persuade them to buy. If you listen. Now, if you don't listen, if you do what the average marketer does, the average business owner does, sits down for a few minutes, dashes off an ad, writes a check to somebody, the ad goes out, and they have no idea whether the ad is working or not or how well it's working, and they have no mechanism to find out.
Right.
So when I say testing is magic, it really truly is. If there is, there are a few things about the Internet that make Internet marketing just an amazing phenomenon. You know, one of them is the fact that you can have an idea, put up a page, and buy traffic today. There's no other medium on earth that allows you to do that. I think number two, very exciting, is you're able to distribute all kinds of information, even some kinds of products like virtual products, for free, in essence. I mean, once you have your infrastructure set up, you know, it doesn't cost much more to send 10,000 emails as it does to send 10.
Mm-hmm.
But the third thing, and not enough people are taking advantage of this is why we're having this call, and this is why Richard's created this special session for System 2008. The third piece of magic is you don't have to ever fly blind. If you don't have to guess, hey, is this a good headline? You'll know. And you'll not only know, you'll have a method for making your headline better and better and better and better until it works like a superstar. And that brings us to the second question, or the second part of the question is, all right, let's say everybody now is sold on the idea of testing. What do we test and how do we test?
Well, you know, the way I look at it is a sort of an inverted pyramid of exposure, right? If you're doing AdWords or pay-per-click advertising, the thing that's going to get the most exposure is your ad. So that's really where you start first, right? Because there's going to be, you know, thousands of people seeing that and a smaller number clicking on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you can find the appeal that works across more of that larger segment in that ad, then you know, okay, great. That got more exposure. I tested that faster. Now that same appeal that works there needs to flow into the next step, which is the landing page, right? Because if your ad doesn't match your landing page, it isn't going to work.
Let's say that again, because that is so huge, and I see thousands and thousands of companies every day that get this wrong.
Right, yeah, and I've done it too. You know, you get a great working ad, and you find that key word because you don't have a lot of space there that goes in there, and you don't follow through with it on the landing page. You know, I mean, the natural inclination is, I told them that in the AdWords ad. I don't need to tell them again down here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I can't tell you how wrong that is. They want to see the same thing. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the funniest thing is half of them didn't see it anyway, which
yes.
I don't believe. It's like, you know, it's bold. It's above the bold, it's right there, but then, you know, you put like a blue underline link on the bold, and everybody sees it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like you've got to have that consistency for them, and you've got to start at the top there of where will this be seen the most, and get the most of that group that you can, and then once you have them, they were interested because of what they saw there. So take them to the next step and keep that theme, keep that conversation, as David calls it, going. Or otherwise, they're like, how did I end up here? This is the wrong place.
Yeah, if I could give an analogy for this, and the point we're making here is make sure that when somebody clicks on an ad or comes to you from any source, that after they make that click and arrive on your page, it feels seamless.
Right.
You know, it feels like there's just no friction and they're exactly where they thought they were going to be.
Yeah.
Imagine
this is
what if I
expected.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me?
This is what I expected.
Yep. This is what I expected, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine if you were walking down the street and you saw, you were thirsty, and you saw a sign for, you know, cold drinks. And you said, oh, this is great. You know, I'm thirsty. I've got some money. Here's a store. It's got a big sign, cold drinks. You walk in there. And it's a bicycle shop.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, wait a minute. And maybe there, you know what? Maybe there are some cold drinks over in the corner. I mean, it may be true. They do sell cold drinks. But you're going to be so disoriented that you're going to say, I must be in the wrong place.
Right. And Internet, it's so easy to hit the back button.
You know, yeah.
They're out of there. It's not like, oh, let me look around as long as I parked the car and got out. You know, maybe there's a Coke machine here somewhere. No, I'm
right.
Gone.
Exactly. There's a great book on what do they call that science? It's the science of usability, which is making sure your websites are usable and comprehensible to your users. And a guy named Steve Krug wrote a book, and the title of his book, you don't even need to buy the book. The book's a good book, but you don't even need to buy the title of the book because the title alone gives you $1 million in value. And the title is Don't Make Me Think. Don't Make Me Think.
Yeah.
If you are making your prospects think, in other words, if they have to like read your ad, click on it, get to a strange website and try to orient themselves, you are shooting yourself in both feet. Don't make them think. When they click on that link, you want them to land exactly where they expected they were going to land. Small point, but Richard, as you know, we could go on the Internet right now and spend from now till eternity finding businesses large and small that have a complete disconnect between their traffic method and their landing page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So great. So the methodology, the way you do it is you test your traffic first, and you do everything you keep by your ads. You test your ads so that you're maximizing the total number of people that are coming to your site and maximizing the power of your ads and the effectiveness of your ads. And that's just simple math. Again, just you know, we might have some beginners on the call, and there's nothing wrong with being a beginner, and it's nothing wrong with being reminded of what's fundamental, so I don't mind saying this. The math here is very simple, right? We take, let's take, for example, the case of an AdWords ad. We take how many people saw the ad, and we take how many people clicked on it, and we develop a percentage, and that becomes our guiding light.
Right.
Great. So you test your ads first. Then once you got your ads running, then you start testing your landing pages and making sure those are as effective and seamless as possible.
Right.
What kinds of elements do you test in your ads and on your landing page? Like what do you look at?
The things that I've found work best are the main headline when they come down and see the page first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm primarily a catalog site, so. It's different than a sales letter. You know, obviously in a sales letter you would go down and do like your intro paragraph and your offer and things like that. But on a catalog side, I've found, you know, the credibility things are just crucial. And that's, you know, GeoTrust, VeriSign, PayPal logos, UPS logo. The UPS logo is a very powerful brand to have on your site, I'll tell you that right now. I found that those make a huge difference. And the feedback I get from customers, I have a feedback form at the end of the checkout process. And the thing that a lot of people mention is a secure-seeming, professional-looking website. Right? Mm-hmm. Seems secure, professional website, easy to use. That's like a very common comment. And when I see that, that just indicates to me there wasn't friction, right, as you mentioned. There was no friction for them going through. So those are things that I really like to focus on. The other thing is, if you're doing physical products like me, the pictures are like key, very key. I can't believe how many people I see putting up, you know, stock photos, poorly sized, you know, they look all grainy and crummy. I mean, you know, if the web is ready for Web 2.0, certainly it's ready for, you know, a 20K JPEG that looks, you know.
I love that.
Right? I cannot believe it. I mean, they won't even take the time, you know, they let the images be cropped by the browser instead of building a proper image up front that renders perfectly on the page and looks nice.
You know, we had a great faculty member. I don't know if you ever had a chance to meet him. Unfortunately, he passed away, Ken Giddens. And,
yeah, I never met him, but I've listened to everything that I can from him 100 times.
Excellent. Well, I hope everybody heard that, because you know, we were blessed to have Ken, and we were blessed for all the things that he left behind. And he was very big into e-commerce physical product sales as early as the late 90s. And he worked with a site that sold a ton of watches. And how many watches? Well, I remember Ken told me one day, and one of the principals in the company confirmed this, that they had a Christmas sale, and they had, I think it was at least 14, it might have been more, but at least 14 FedEx trucks lined up outside the warehouse. Now, when you think of how small a watch is and how small that box is, and you imagine 14 or more FedEx trucks lined up to carry all the goods, we're talking about some serious product movement.
Yeah.
And the reason I bring this up is Ken was such a stickler when it came to image quality, and he tested all kinds of images on his website, and he discovered that for selling physical products, just as you have, that's just an essential thing.
It's, you know, just a little more on that. You won't believe the difference between orienting a product from the left to the right.
Yeah,
can make a huge difference.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that he'd point out to his students.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
People go, no, that really can't make a difference.
Oh, yeah, night and day, night and day. Yeah, and back to talk about Ken Giddens. You know, if anybody has any MP3s of that, you know, that's listening to him is the best inspiration you can get for building a catalog site. I mean, there's no question about that in my mind. He's really great, and was huge inspiration of mine.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and to so many other people too. There's a lot of people teaching now who got a tremendous amount of information from him, and you know, hard to imagine that they'd be able to do the kind of teaching they have been doing without Ken's foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And let me recommend to everybody a site that you can go to see Ken Giddens live and in action, and that is called SystemSeminarTV.com. SystemSeminarTV.com, and we have several videos of Ken, you know, teaching live. In fact, I think I know for a fact the very first public seminar that Ken ever spoke at was at one of our system events. We were very, very proud of that, and we have that original presentation on video, and we've got that up on the web at System Seminar TV. So if you're intrigued with what Richard and I have been talking about, definitely check that. It's free. You don't have to even opt in. Just go right in and start watching, and you'll see what a really remarkable guy he was.
And fun too. I mean, I don't know if I've seen those in particular. Probably have, but you know, it's just such a hoot to listen to him too.
Oh, he was funny.
Yeah.
He had a great manner and a great sense of humor, and yet he was razor sharp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So now you were at our system event last year. And, of course, you were at the one as a faculty member in 2007, and you were there as a student in 2006. I wonder if you've had a chance to take a look at what we're doing this year, in 2008, if there are any particular faculty members that you're particularly looking forward to hearing from.
Wow. So I'm afraid to look at the schedule, actually, Ken, because I don't want to know, you know, who I'm going to have to miss during my session. And that's kind of how it is with me. It's like I want to see them all. So... You know, I tell you, one thing I've been doing for a while now is using a lot of Livingston's work, and it's a really interesting concept to do these surveys, because just like all the other little feedback mechanisms that I have, that's given me a lot of feedback too. I kind of have taken a slow approach with it by not giving as much of a discount as he said you probably should, but I'm getting really great information from it, so I'm looking forward to seeing him.
This is Glenn Livingston, and if you're listening to this call and want to hear more about Glenn, you can just go to thesystemblog.com and do a search. You'll find him quickly. And if you're registered for the pre-system seminar training, he is one of the, actually, you know what? I actually led off the training this year with Glenn's call. Because I thought it was, first of all, it's the quality of what he does in terms of research, front-end research, niche finding, you know, figuring out what new products to sell, what new markets to enter. I don't think anybody's even in the ballpark with him, and his stuff is just so good on that subject. So you can hear a full interview with Glenn in our series here. So you can either go to thesystemblog.com, or you can, or you probably already heard the interview. Not a bad idea to listen to that interview a couple of times. I'm perennially intrigued with what Glenn does. And honestly, if I could divide myself into three or four different people, I would send one of those people to Glenn's house, or at least his hometown, and I'd camp out for about a year and just really absorb all that he's doing. Because he's really way out on the cutting edge of online research.
Yeah.
Hey, as an attendee at previous events, what can you tell people about the atmosphere and even the spirit of our event?
Well, I mentioned early on that, you know, I stayed up to the wee hours with David Bullock, you know, listen to him in groups and one-on-one at choice small times that were available. And, you know, The faculty is just always open to talking to people and really understanding where they're coming from and helping. And it wasn't just David, that was universal. It's a great atmosphere where you know you're not going to hear, you know, 25 pitches. You're going to learn something, and yeah, there'll be some stuff you can buy too, but you're going to get some real value. So I think the environment is fantastic, and I've loved it since the first time, and that's why I'm happy to go back as a faculty member. It's really an honor, and I don't think I said this before, but I do have to thank you, Ken, too, for taking the chance on people like me and putting us up there and letting us share what we've learned. So it's great all around.
Well, part of the system for me is the idea that there's so much talent out there, and if we can just be as effective as we possibly can be in conveying the basics to people, they'll do the rest. And not only will they do the rest, they'll go out and discover things or become expert in things that you know, we can't do on our own as faculty members initially, you know. And so I believe at this event, I think at least 9 of the 25 faculty members are people that got their start in internet marketing at the system. And I love that. I love that. That's the way it should be. We're a teaching organization. We're actually three things. One, we provide advice and work with people and their businesses. Two, we research. And three, we teach. And, my feeling is the better we teach and the more successful students we're able to help develop their careers, and then they come back and turn to the system and contribute their insights and their experience, just like you're doing. You know, I can't tell you, Richard, how many years I've waited for someone to be willing to do a session on the basics of tracking and testing. It's really, really important stuff. Everybody seems to want to go off on these wild tangents, but it's so great that you're going to come back and do this, and I know that it's a passion of yours and that you're doing it on a daily basis in your own business. And I know what a great teacher you are, so we're really looking forward to having you back. So, if people who are listening to this, if you're interested in really becoming a pro at internet marketing and really leaving all the all the guru nonsense behind and actually standing on your own 2 feet and getting a real education, I want to recommend that you take a very serious look at what we do at the System Seminar. We're doing our annual conference this year in Chicago, May 30th, 31st, and June 1st. We're going to have 25 faculty members, including Richard, covering every topic under the sun, everything important to Internet marketing. And if you're a beginner, there will be many, many sessions that you'll be able to go to that will help you, build a strong base for yourself. If you've already got a business, we will certainly be your best friend. You'll walk out of there with, so many practical things you can do to increase your income immediately. If you're a world-class Internet pro, you're going to be amongst a lot of other world-class Internet pros, and it's going to be a very good networking understates what goes on at our event. So many people have met partners that have gone on to become, big influences in their life financially and personally. So many new ideas, so many new products, so many new trends have come right from the System Seminar. 3 years ago, we were teaching how to use video on the Internet to market. 3 years ago, we were highlighting what's now being called Web 2.0. We were the first to teach a serious, disciplined approach to pay-per-click marketing. That was back in 2002 at our very first system event. I actually had been teaching it a couple years before. Perry Marshall, one of the guys that really decoded the Google AdWords system when everybody else was scratching their heads and wondering what the heck it was and was it any good, Perry gave the very first serious, useful, practical presentation on Google AdWords ever at one of our events. And so this is how we play. And if you'd like to join us, we'll be in Chicago May 30th, 31st, June 1st. And the information on the cost and location and registration and all those details is at thesystemseminar.com. And if it's possible for you to come and it makes sense for you to come, we're going to really be glad to meet you. We do everything we can to create a very positive environment where everybody's welcome and everybody gets to plug in. It's not one of these, there's a handful of guys on the top and everybody else has to just sort of mill around and catch the crumbs. It's not that kind of a deal at all. We're trying to raise everybody up and create colleagues. That's our goal. That's our goal. We want more and more colleagues. I think more than any other seminar you'll ever see, we produce more successful people. I know we're the only seminar that brings back so-called beginners and has them on the faculty a year or two later. Again, 9 out of 25 faculty members are people that started with us at the system. So it's a remarkable event. Now, if you can't come for some reason, if it's just travel's not possible for you or whatever it might be, please, please, please take advantage of all these free calls that we're doing. These are not, as you can see, they're not really come-ons. We're doing everything we can to give you content and meat that you can use right away. Take advantage of it. Don't be fooled that, it's free, so it can't be that good. Maybe I should give somebody else $20,000 to learn. No. Please, if you're a beginner, save your money. Use the free material. Apply it. And it's happened more than once that somebody has taken our free material and built an income stream that has allowed him or her to then come to the system as an attendee. So if you can come, we'd love it. If you can't come, don't worry, but do use the material. Richard, I want to thank you so much for taking the time and to spend time with us today. And I'm really looking forward to your session. I think it's actually one of the most important things we've done at the System Seminar, which is just spend a whole session on the basics, ABCs, and the mechanics of tracking. I think when people see the power of tracking and testing, it's going to change their businesses the way it's changed yours and so many others.
Yeah. Thank you, Ken. I really appreciate it.
Great. See you in Chicago.
All righty. Bye-bye.